After the last presidential election, the U.S. Congress passed the Help America Vote Act of 2002, legislation to make it easier for Americans to register, to vote, and have their votes counted and, if need be, recounted. States are not expected to adopt all of the provisions of the act until well past the Bush-Kerry race has been settled, but a recent report featured in the Election Law Journal assesses what progress has been made so far around the country and what lessons Americans may learn from other democracies. Robert Pastor is director of the Center for North American Studies and Center for Democracy and Election Management at American University. He joins us from his office in Washington, D.C. Mr. Pastor, thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure.
Why have states been given until 2006 to implement reforms when the election, as we all know, is this year?
Well, they'll be lucky if they're ready in 2006. There are actually 13,000 sovereign units that are responsible for elections. That is to say, the design of the election ballot, the technologies, the counting, and they all do it differently.
Now, should we celebrate this as part of the wealth of democracy that different states and municipalities can have different requirements, or should this cause us concern?
It should cause us great concern. And, of course, in November 2000, we learned precisely why. That at the local level, they can make mistakes with regard to technologies. The famous punch card problem in Palm Beach County, the bigger problem was not just the punch card machines, but that the judge in the recount changed the criteria by which he judged disputed ballots three times in a single day. So as a result of this extraordinary decentralization, which I think is dysfunctional, more ballots were lost than made the difference between the presidential election.
Let me ask you about interesting plan in Puerto Rico, which has put digitized photos and signatures of registered voters into its database. Is this a good idea that could be applied nationwide?
It's a great idea. The Mexicans actually have done it, and it gave tremendous faith in the changes in the electoral system. And the Mexicans in the year 2000 did a far better job in administrating the election and assuring the trust of the people than the U.S. did. Virtually every democracy requires some form of verifiable identification card, except for the United States. And I think a good photo ID digitalized like Puerto Rico had would simplify the registration process and guarantee in the long term a much more inclusive electorate.
Now, I think the hesitation on behalf of many Americans to have some kind of verifiable election card that you present is the concern that this becomes a de facto national identity card.
I know there is that concern by the civil libertarians of left and right, but the truth is that most democracies understand the need for something like that, and just because telephones, for example, could be tapped does not mean that we ban telephones. Because identification cards could be abused doesn't mean you ban identification cards. It means that you make clear that people would only use those cards for voting, that they get those cards at the age of 18 or when they naturalize, and these are permanent voter identification cards that allow them to vote once in any constituency. They don't need to re-register again. It would simplify the process, and it would assure the verifiability of the entire electorate.
Some states are hoping to have touchscreen voting machines in place. The technology is, I guess, not altogether different from an ATM. What are some of the advantages and drawbacks of this?
The advantage is that it can help people with handicaps, and it can allow people to vote in 140 different languages. And it's simple. A lot of people understand how to do ATM machines. The disadvantage is that up until now, there is no voter verifiable ballot, so that if the machine crashed, we may never know how the votes were. They may work out the kinks, but unfortunately, that's not this next election.
I wonder about those Americans who would be concerned that electronic ballots just, you would doubt that there's any way of really keeping your vote secret.
Yeah, there is that concern. Brazil tried that electronic voting, and people decided initially not to vote precisely because they feared that somebody would know how they voted. Over time, however, they got used to it, and they began to vote. I think good election monitoring, civic engagement by our population, a sense that elections should not be a spectator sport, but something in which people, citizens, participate in every stage of the process, that could compensate for those fears.
Dr. Pastor, have you been impressed by the way Florida, which got all that unforgiving glare of publicity almost 4 years ago, has taken steps to reform its electoral procedures?
I think they are concerned about a repetition. But as far as I can tell, the fundamental problem remains. Each county is still doing it differently. It's not at all clear to me that, for example, the purging of the voters list of felons has been improved any more than it was last time, or that the design of the ballots in each county has been improved either. So we shall see whether or not Florida has actually improved its electoral system. But I'm not yet certain it has.
Dr. Pastor, thanks very much.
It's my pleasure.
Robert Pastor, Director of the Center for Democracy and Election Management at American University in Washington, D.C.